Under House Bill 1113, after a period of at least 3 years, land that had been previously donated to construct affordable housing for low-income families would then be available for either a new public school or an open enrollment charter school. The bill passed the House floor by a vote of 74-19, with House Democrats representing every no vote. However, members of the Senate Education Committee rejected the bill initially by a voice vote and then again by a roll call vote of 3 yeses and 5 noes. Cliff McKinney, an attorney who answered questions about the bill, said its intention is to create more education opportunities in the state. However, Democratic Senator Joyce Elliott of Little Rock, who spoke against the bill before the vote, said a consequence would be the continued closure of public schools, with open enrollment charter schools replacing them. She used closures in Little Rock School District as an example.
Southwest Little Rock is an area that is underserved. If we put one more school in Southwest Little Rock, I guess we will close another traditional public school, because that's what we're talking about doing here. All in the name of, it's about those poor kids so they can have more opportunity.
Though the bill did not pass, it could be brought up in committee for another vote. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.